You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Kate Room, naturopathic physician, author, and speaker. And we've been talking about stress this morning, and there's so many ways to help regulate us. We've gone through things to help with the mood and sleep quality. Are there any other herbs to help us get to sleep at a regular time, keeping that circadian rhythm up and alleviate some of the nighttime stress?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a few couple of natural sleep combinations that I love in terms of getting people to sleep naturally, waking up refreshed and not groggy, as well that aren't habit forming, which is important when it comes to sleep products. One combination I can think of goes by the name of Tranquil Sleep, for example. This one has a little bit of melatonin, which is our famous sleep hormone, combined with L-theanine. Now, L-theanine is an amino acid from green tea. It is all natural, and it will not cause drowsiness itself, but you can rely on L-theanine to help calm your mind down. So if it's the end of the day, you've got that tired and wired brain, you can't stop thinking, L-theanine is a wonderful way to quiet your mind down. And when you combine that with something like melatonin, which actually does promote sleep, that is a great way to help get to sleep and stay asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. So that's a combination I really like.
Mm, that sounds really good. Are there any other ways to get L-theanine, if it just for daytime or for through foods?
Mm-hmm. Well, L-theanine does come from green tea. So a good quality matcha green tea, like that's, of course, the green tea, the emerald powder that you get in little tins, for example, that's the best source of L-theanine in your diet. You don't get much of it in your average green tea in a bag, typically. But, of course, matcha green tea does contain caffeine. So if you're sensitive to caffeine or if it's late in the day, you can get the L-theanine on its own without melatonin. So in other words, not causing drowsiness. Mm-hmm. In a tablet, there's one called Mental Calmness. That's a chewable L-theanine tablet that you can take at any time of the day to help calm and focus your mind.
That sounds really good. Are there any other things like that help the mind calm that you can take during the day? Is there anything stronger? You know, people are heading to alcohol and things just to calm themselves. Is there anything else that they could use just to calm themselves through the day?
Definitely. Wonderful option. L-theanine has a cousin called GABA, G-A-B-A, and GABA, it stands for gamma-aminobutyric acid. Now, this is a natural amino acid that we make in small amounts in our body that helps calm us down. It's our brain's primary calming neurotransmitter. Works very similar to L-theanine, but it's a little bit stronger, more for moderate to more severe nervousness, for example. And it's also available in a supplement, either in a capsule or a chewable tablet where it's quite fast-acting. And again, doesn't cause drowsiness, it's not habit forming, but it will relieve anxiety and nervousness and just help calm and focus the mind. I really love GABA, and I've seen that work very well in people with more severe feelings of nervousness.
Is there a limit to how much we can take of that?
No, it's quite safe. Typically, the dose on this is one tablet as needed, or one to two. I know people who would take, say, three tablets three times a day on an ongoing basis to manage anxiety. But it has been studied at very high levels and found to be safe. So you don't have to be concerned about safety with regards to either of these.
They sound like the ticket today. So also, we always hear about the gut-brain connection. So if our guts are happy, our brains are happy, and vice versa. How do we, which do we work on first if things are aggravated?
Well, you know, they're both important. Of course, all of the things that we talked about in terms of diet for mood and keeping blood sugar stable and general health are helpful for gut health. And there are, as a matter of fact, there are specific strains of probiotic bacteria that will help improve our mood in times of stress. There are certain combination. There's one called the Combiotic, and this contains four strains of probiotic bacteria that have been shown in clinical trials to help relieve feelings of stress and anxiety, as well as calm stress-related gastrointestinal complaints. You know, some people, when they're under stress, they end up with, abdominal pain, for example, or nausea and things like that. So this, there are certain healthy bacteria that will naturally make GABA and other calming neurotransmitters. And so there are specific probiotic supplements that will help have more of those healthy bacteria in your intestine. So that really does work on this gut-brain axis. Mm-hmm. These compounds aren't necessarily absorbed and then circulate to the bloodstream to eventually get to the brain. They travel directly. They send messages directly from the gut to the brain.
So you're saying the good bacteria in Combiotics actually creates the GABA in the brain.
Yeah, that's right. So it's of course, they produce this in the intestines, and then there's essentially brain cells that go directly to and from the gut to the brain and back and forth to send and receive these calming messages from those neurotransmitters. And again, specific types of probiotic bacteria will do this.
So many good things. And what would we do in order to, is a multivitamin a good idea right now just to get those extra B's and C's in? Or do we need more of those water-soluble B's and C's when things are more stressful in our lives?
Mm-hmm. I mean, a multivitamin is a good foundation for health. But when we are under stress, we do use more of the B vitamins and vitamin C. These are used up in the reactions that our body makes to produce the hormones. They utilize these nutrients. And so, yes, we're going through more of those. And so extra, topping up with, say, a B complex. This is why those are often, they're sometimes called stress tabs or stress B complex. They've got stress in the name because the B vitamins will help us cope with stress, increase our resilience to stress because they're helping the adrenal glands make those hormones. Same thing with vitamin C. So a B complex and some extra vitamin C can really go a long way in making you feel better in the face of stress.
Mm. Now, Kate, in your own life, like I know many years ago, you've been a naturopathic physician for, 18, 20 years. But before that, you were heading into conventional medicine before you took kind of a turn in your career. Have you ever looked back?
Never. No, I love what I do. I love to see the difference on a daily basis that nutrition can make in people's lives, in feelings of well-being, seeing people helped with health conditions that they had struggled with previously. And it's continually fascinating to see the research, more and more research coming out on so many different aspects of health that are managed through nutrition and natural supplements, that it's continually rewarding.
And are you writing any new books? I know that you were on the forefront and wrote the book on K2. What's your work like now?
Mm-hmm. I have been working on a new book that will hopefully be out next spring that has to do with healthy aging. This was inspired by watching my parents age and my concerns about aging well and all the new research coming out around that, about what we know about how to age as well as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, was it your father had Alzheimer's before he passed?
Yes.
Yeah. Have they come forward in either conventional or naturopathic as far as really addressing how to deal with those kind of things?
Well, I see in the research around nutritional medicine a ton of promise when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's in particular. Really fascinating information in terms of how to keep the brain healthy long term. Can't say I've seen a lot of research promising really exciting research in the conventional stream, but certainly nutritionally and naturally, really promising, exciting research when it comes to keeping the brain healthy long term, which is a main goal of mine, alongside aging healthy because of my dad's experience and seeing him go through that.
Mm-hmm. So yes, walking alongside it, it certainly is a learning experience you can't get any other way.
That's exactly right. And it's, of course, wonderful motivation to walk the talk and apply the research that I'm learning about to my own brain mm-hmm. and seeing the benefits and seeing the effects of that.
Kate, if you have any other wisdom for us that just maybe that you put into your personal life or that you have for us out there on stress, just on a daily basis, little pearls of wisdom to help us get through.
Mm-hmm. That keeping in mind, you know, I really do try to, as much as possible, stay in the moment. And I do notice I get stressed when I start thinking about, you know, remote possibilities and pulling back to that. And then remembering, you know, I really don't know where I would be without all of these nutritional options to help deal with stress through food, through supplements. They just make such a difference in quality of life and being able to manage this stress that I'm grateful for that every day. And I think that's another aspect of managing stress is gratitude.
Gratitude. That is a good one. Yeah. Do you have a favorite book you go to just for little pearls of wisdom?
I have to admit that I find continuing inspiration in a few of Eckhart Tolle's works. Stillness Speaks is one of my favorites. And A New Earth is one that I find it's just relaxing to read. It takes the stress away.
Those are both fantastic ideas. Kate, I want to thank you so much for phoning in today and creating the time in your stressful program and just being with us and giving us so many ideas. We're looking forward to the book on healthy aging, and we thank you for all that you've been doing with your naturopathic medicine and working through natural factors. So thanks for phoning in today.
You're welcome, Kathy. Thanks so much. Take care. Nice to talk to you.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking to Lisa Kilgore.